taken a cup and given thanks, he said, "Take this, share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes." And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is a new covenant in my blood." He was saying, this is the new deal.
This is a new deal.
New deal. So,
the Lord.
I'm going to hold the bread here, and I'm going to break this. And we're going to break it in smaller pieces here. And this will represent the broken body of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to, and I read the scripture, and I recommend you do that.
And if you're at work and you don't have your Bible, if you have a power pack, card number 41 on your power pack has all the verses you need to take communion.
And I might remind you that there's nothing in scripture that says you have to be an ordained minister, a priest, a reverend, a doctor of divinity. It doesn't say that. They went from house to house in the book of Acts, a bunch of laymen run around there, taking, breaking bread at mm-hmm. their houses.
That's right.
You know, well, you came to my house, I'll come to your house next. We're going to come over and bless your place.
And in the second part of this teaching, we're going to get into that, how they did go to house from house to house.
Now, Jesus is the host of every communion meal spiritually. So, Jesus, we thank you for being a part of this special time.
Thank you, Lord.
And now, Jesus, I hold up the cup and I hold up the bread. And I bless the cup and I bless the bread in your name and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I ask you to do the same for us. And now I take, and our ceremony, if we can call it a ceremony or our custom, is take the bread and dip it in the cup. Now, if we do this at home, I can serve Barbara, she can serve me. And once she's dipped her cracker or piece of bread in the cup and I have mine, then we take it in unison, or we just take it together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Now, that's a very powerful time. I like to see churches do it that way.
Jesus.
And whole families, like dad could serve mom and serve the kids, or if you're a single parent, you can serve your children and serve yourself. And or you could even have your children serving each other once they learn the concept here. Now, I recommend you do this when you have a big challenge. Like you want to say, I got to be close to God. One lady said to me yesterday, she said, I just don't hear the voice of God. And I said to her, Julie, how much time do you spend in the Word? She said, not enough. I said, you know, you're not going to hear the voice of God if you don't spend time reading His Word. Well, as you read the Word of God, and as you take this, Luke chapter 22, and you go down to verse 15, just like we have, you can read that at your house or your office or in your car or whatever, and you can take communion there. But ask God, say, I want to be close to you. I want this to really mean something to me. When I get through with this communion, I want to be a different person. Well, I believe you can take communion and ask the Lord, say, Jesus, you're made unto me wisdom. I need your wisdom to flow in my heart today. I've got a hard day. I've got some great decisions I need to make. See, we make it real, and he'll become very, very real to you. And the more you take it, it won't become common, I promise. It will become more and more special to you.
And we take it several times. I have a cracker here that's been broken into four parts, and as I pray and praise the Lord and thank Him, because Jesus thanked Him, don't forget to thank the Lord. Make it a celebration, not a somber time, but a celebration. Yes, He died a gruesome death and a horrible death, but He is now resurrected, and He's cheering us on, so we need to celebrate the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus when we take communion. And I dip my cracker into the blessed drink several times and take it again and again. If you have a heavy-duty assignment for the day, take a whole cracker, divide it into four parts, and take it and do a scripture or pray, and take another piece and pray. I remember there are times, Darren, when you said there were such heavy things on your heart that you would take a whole loaf of bread and maybe a jug of grape juice,
a quart,
in your car and take communion over right. and over again.
I've also gone to the high mountains of western Colorado. In fact, I had a cabin lined up, and I would take communion, and then I'd read out of the Bible. I would pray in the Spirit. I would write in my notebook, and then when the urgency or the sense that I needed to do it again, then I would take more bread and dip it in the cup, and I would serve myself and pray, and it was a matter of hours, but it was like I was drawing closer and closer and closer and closer to the Lord. Mm-hmm. I've also done that in my car. I like to go out in my car and find a quiet place and tilt the seat back and just pray in the Spirit. And sometimes I go to sleep and I wake up praying in the Spirit. Sometimes I go to sleep, God gives me visions and dreams during those times. But it's a time of saying, Lord, I am intentionally going to set myself aside from this hurry-scurry world that I'm in and all the responsibilities that I have to address. I want to close the door on that, and I want to get into a prayer closet with you. And so I want to take this communion with. I want it to be a very special time.
Yeah.
You know, he has never turned me away on that deal, Barbie. He's never turned me away at all.
That's right.
You know, isn't that special? And I would say, you know, if you have a big decision to make as a couple, or maybe you're a single parent, maybe you have a prayer partner, I would say, okay, well, they can't come into my house. Well, I'll tell you, I've done this over thousands of miles.
Mm-hmm.
I've called and I've had a special friend or a family member, and I said, "Would you take would you get your communion ready? And I'll call you back in 15 minutes because I've got a big, heavy, pressing thing, and I might tell them what it is." And then I call back in 15 minutes. Say, "Are you ready?" "Yeah, we're ready." Well, they've got the communion at their end of the line. I got communion over here. There is no distance in the Spirit.
That's right.
No distance, and that's what we're saying here today. We're taking communion in Denver, Colorado. You may be on the other side of the world listening to this message. You can take communion there and know that we are in agreement with you. That is powerful, Barb. I like that.
Praise the God. Praise the Lord. And we're in the next hour, we're going to cover some controversial things, things that you've grown up in, with tradition, and you have questions about this thing called communion. And we're going to discuss that as well as going into 1 Corinthians, as well as going into the book of Acts. And I think it will be of real benefit to you. We're going to, do we have time to talk about why he said, "I will never eat it until it's fulfilled in the kingdom"?
I think we do have. Go ahead.
Okay. When he said in Luke 22, "I will not drink of the fruit of the vine now until the kingdom of God comes." I believe you had a really... blessed revelation about this in the fact that Jesus himself was the vine and Jesus himself was the drink. So Jesus himself could not eat himself or drink of himself until he had been resurrected in his body. And I believe that's what this is, that true what this scripture means.
Well, I think that's one meaning. This is so deep, I'm not sure I'm qualified to really take it apart and explain it. But yes, I believe in part that's what it means. He hadn't yet shed his blood. And I also think of the scripture in Matthew 4:4 that says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God."
Mm-hmm.
Well, the word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God on communion is so powerful. And Lord, today I thank you, and I believe, and I'm going to say that we're catching on by revelation of what this means. Lord, I believe that communion will never be mundane, same old stuff again. It's going to be special, something we really, really look forward to. So, Father, teach us how to practice this in a meaningful way that will bless you and bless us at the same time. Thank you, Jesus, for being the host of this wonderful communion meal. Amen.
Amen.